This is the Best of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
The Philippian Christians, they needed to be especially careful now to obey Jesus Christ, especially since Paul wasn't there to continually remind them about what was right. We too must be careful about how we live, especially when we are on our own. In the absence of cherished Christian leaders, we need to focus our attention and our devotion even more on Christ so that we won't be sidetracked. God has not left us alone in our struggles to do His will. Indeed, He wants us to come alongside us, within us, to help us. He helps us want to obey Him, and then He gives us the power to do it. The secret to changing our lives is to submit to His control and let Him work in us. We're in Philippians chapter 2 today, picking it up in verse 12. Philippians 2, verse 12, Paul says, "Dearest friends, when I was there with you, you were always very careful to follow my instructions. And now that I'm away, you must be even more careful to do the good things that result from being saved, obeying God with deep reverence, shrinking back from all that might displease Him. For God is at work within you, helping you to obey Him, and then helping you do what He wants." Now in verse 12, in the original language, it says, "So then," or "therefore." "So then, my beloved." So in light of verses 10 and 11, you effectively don't even need to read verses 12 and 13 to know what he's about to say. I mean, he's obviously telling us that we need to live our lives as faithful and humble Christians in light of the humble, obedient service Jesus Christ displayed in His humility and in His exaltation. Now, I got to tell you, this is one of the most important verses in all of Scripture concerning the issue of sanctification. What is sanctification? Short and sweet, sanctification is our maturing, our growing up in salvation, if you will. The New Testament now, it talks about sanctification in terms of becoming more Christ-like, in emulating Jesus, imitating Jesus, and following Jesus, looking more like Jesus. Now, Scripture teaches us that sanctification is actually the fruit of the Holy Spirit in us. It's having the law written on our hearts, not just framed up on a wall somewhere, but the truth of it is now pressed down deep into our hearts so that it's in the very middle of us. The way we live then flows out from our heart, one on which the law has been written, the heart that is, by the Holy Spirit. The New Testament talks about sanctification in terms of our being effectively reshaped into the very image of God. In Genesis 1, we're told that God made man, male and female, Adam and Eve. He made them in His image. Now, Scripture speaks of our triune God looking down and saying, "In our image," very careful language, "we have created Him, male and female, in our image." And so we bore in our original creation the very image of God. But because of Adam and Eve's rebellion, what happened to that image? Was that image lost? Well, no, but the image was indeed marred. Was that image erased from us? No, but indeed the image was certainly effaced. It was scrawled across. It was misshapen. It was now caused to not bear the beauty that God had originally intended in it. And now in the process of sanctification, what is God doing? He is addressing that marring, that healing, and restoring it to the former glory so that we would be all that He intended us to be in the first place, the very image, the likeness of God Almighty. When God saves us, He accepts us, He adopts us, but do not forget that He also changes us.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.